T.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the largest wildfire of the season to break out in New Jersey so far. The Jennings Creek wildfire keeps growing. The blaze, which straddles the border of North Jersey and Orange County in New York, has left one firefighter dead. The firefighter, 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a parks employee from New York, died Saturday when a tree fell on him, according to New York officials. At sites across New Jersey, wastewater is being tested for diseases that may be circulating through the community, like flu, RSV, and COVID. Marlene Wolf with Wastewater Scans says the sampling happens when all the sewage comes together in one spot before any treatment will then occur.
It's a really important part of public health and of responding to outbreaks to have information about when and where and how much of the outbreak is happening.
Testing can occur year-round, not just during cold and flu season. Somerset County is the latest New Jersey county to make emergency responses a more seamless process for those with special needs.
The county is the latest one to launch a special needs registry. Through the voluntary registration, emergency personnel are better equipped for how to interact and support the person in times of need. The resident's address, name, details of the disability, emergency contact, and a recent photo must be filled out. Many prosecutors' offices in New Jersey have announced this database. All the information can be filled out online. Jill Croce, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And toy company Mattel is in hot water due to the packaging on some of their new dolls. The company recently began making dolls for the upcoming movie Wicked. Now, the back of the box included a link to the movie's website, except instead of wickedmovie.com, the packaging read wicked.com, which leads to an adult film webpage. Mattel released a statement over the weekend apologizing for the error and said they're working to remedy the situation. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Is more rain on the way? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mainly clear for tonight. It's going to be breezy with low temperatures between 45 and 50. And the wind is going to pick up even more as we head into tomorrow. Winds gusting 30 to 40 miles per hour. And with things drying back out again and the humidity dropping, it's going to lead to a high fire threat again with a mostly sunny sky. High temperatures in the mid-50s tomorrow. Clear, brisk, and colder tomorrow night. Lows 30 to 35. And mostly sunny for Wednesday. And a high temperature pretty close to 50. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
And we've got 58 degrees in Clinton, 57 degrees in Jackson, 61 degrees Millville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of five-star reviews. They back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation. And by the DiscDoctorUSA.com before you go for back surgery, spinal decompression. Might be the solution for you. The DRX 9000 spinal decompression system is proven to unbulge and unherniate discs without surgery. Go to DiscDoctorUSA.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.